Jaguar, Bentley, Rolls-Royce, the Mini are all names synonymous with the British automobile industry. Each evokes a very particular kind of vehicle, one associated with elegance or luxury, authority or chic. Today, however, almost all former British brands are foreign-owned. Early British automobile pioneers came from diverse professions. Some specialised in bicycles, others produced steam-powered lawnmowers or sheep-shearing equipment. Rolls-Royce was founded when Frederick Henry Royce, who manufactured engines, fused with Charles Stuart Rolls, who sold quality cars. By the early 20th century, mass production of cars took off in the US, but British companies did not go big until the mid-1930s. By then, three UK companies controlled 75% of the British market: Morris, Austin, and Singer. But American and European competition was aggressive. During World War II, British factories staffed by many women produced tanks, artillery, and engines for aircraft. After the war, Britain exported widely. In the 1950s, the two very popular cars in the UK were the Mini and the Morris Minor, which, with their low running costs, reasonable reliability, and competitive pricing, sold well throughout the 1960s. After many mergers, in an attempt to raise profits, the former British automobile industry was finally divided into the iconic models that defined it and sold off to foreign companies. Germany's BMW makes Minis and has the Rolls-Royce brand name. Volkswagen owns Bentley, and India's Tata has Jaguar and Land Rover. Of the few companies still in British hands, Morgan is the last remaining family-owned manufacturer. Founded in 1910, it produces hand-assembled prestige cars to order and employs 177 people.